SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gable Brenson. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Let's do this thing. We got a full house on the program today. We're breaking it down. Countdown to puck drop is on. The Toronto Maple Leafs playing hockey in Toronto this late into the season, into the spring, for the first time in like 20 years. The New York Knicks in a must-win situation tonight. I know our first guest, Donnie Wrightside, is fired up for the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, as am I. This is as good as it gets. Steph Curry versus LeBron, maybe one last time. We've got a poll question up. Who are you guys taking in this series? I look forward to the Raging Red at Cam Stewart's picks for the Florida Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't know who he's going to take. I know he's going to take in the basketball game. I don't know he's taking it in a hockey game. What's going on, Cam? Let's do this thing. Big night once again tonight.
You said it, Moresi. We got two in the NBA, two in the NHL. I can't wait. You're right. I'm getting excited for the hockey game, but I'm with you. I think this Golden State Lakers series is going to be awesome. And you know what, buddy? We haven't talked about this in a while. I know Dylan Brooks became enemy number one. I'm kind of looking at the points with the Lakers right now, thinking, you know what? I think they can win this basketball game. I'm looking at the Lakers. Denver was good to us in the fourth quarter last night, Moresi. Kind of leaned to L.A.
Well, I have a poll question up at Sports Rage. Who are you taking to win the series? Lines courtesy of FanDuel, Lake Show plus 134, Dub Nation minus 158. Team Braun got 40.5% of the vote. Team Curry, 59.5% of the vote, which makes me like the Lakers even more right now, yes. Cam, to see that 59% of our respondents like the Warriors in this series. I just tweeted something out about half an hour ago when I put this poll question up, that there's so much talk this week about Steph Curry and the Warriors' greatness. LeBron is like Tiger, Cam. These guys feel slighted about anything. And Dylan Brooks provided the fuel for him by calling him old. And then in his first game ever in his career, he went for 20-20 on him after. And now I know the way LeBron thinks. He's just kicking back, watching all the shows, talking about Curry. Is Curry the greatest player ever? Curry 3-1 against LeBron, bro, in the finals, right? There's a big rivalry here. They're not best friends either. Like, Curry gets along with everybody, but you notice Curry's a little chirpy too, bro. And they've had their differences, little like war of words and stuff like that. This means a lot to LeBron. It means a lot to AD as well, right? Like, this is big time stuff. The Warriors gunning for their fifth championship. LeBron trying to like cement and just keep on like adding to his legacy and stuff. But I'll tell you what, the Lakers are 5-2 against the spread the last seven games against the Warriors, Cam.
Yep, I'm not.
I think people are sleeping on the Lakers.
I agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly, and you're right. He is like Tiger Woods or Billy Madison. LeBron's got the revenge wall, and there's a lot of
things. He needs to find something to like upset him, right?
Yes, exactly.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time Decisions continues. I am Gable Morenci. Countdown to puck drop is on. Countdown to tip-off is on. Everybody's got a horse in the race tonight, except me and Donnie. Me and Donnie can look forward to this Dodgers and Phillies game, as I really enjoyed the outcome of last night's baseball game at Chavez Ravine. What's up, Donnie? How you doing?
Donnie!
Hey, what's up, boys? What's up? Let's go.
All right, you ready to go? So, Let's get right into it as far as tonight's games are concerned. Looks like Jimmy Butler won't be playing for the Miami Heat this evening. The number is climbing right now up to 8.5. What are your thoughts on this game, Donnie? Are the New York Knicks going to win tonight, or are the Miami Heat going to continue the trend in the NBA of teams winning without their star players?
I thought with Jimmy Butler, you know, even if he was going to play, I thought it was a Knicks game and a Knicks line tonight. But, you know, talking with Cam again over the commercial break like we were – we got to remember, these lines are baked in here. It's not like Jimmy Butler's out, oh my God, the line should be 19.5, but I'm getting a steal at 8.5 right now. That's where it should be. And also, you have to take that psychological approach, which you saw last night with the Sixers and the Celtics. They basically told you after the game, damn, we thought we had a really easy game yesterday because there was no Joel Embiid. And next, you know, the Sixers came to play, and Harden told you, we didn't come here to lose game one. We came here to win. So if you look at the Miami Heat, it's not a vacation saying, hey, you know, we got one game, we'll go back to Miami. They'll probably fight him. Now that Jimmy Butler's out, I think I actually like the Heat a little bit more, which sounds crazy.
I can't buy into this angle tonight with them because they just don't have the same firepower that the Philadelphia 76ers have without Joel Embiid. And I'm going on record. The Boston Celtics are fraudulent. It was the same thing last year where they were favorites to win the title all the time, and they didn't, and they fell apart. And now they're favorites to win again. They're still favorites right now. They just lost as double-digit favorites again.
Yep.
They've lost as double-digit favorites 9 times this year outright. It's the most any team since 1990-91. Right. They play up or down to the level of their competition, the Celtics. Every one of these Celtics games is always super close at the end. You can't sustain this. They barely beat the Atlanta Hawks, okay?
Yep.
The Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta Hawks went into that series thinking, we want to trade Trae Young. He's a problem. They lost DeJounte Murray, Cam, and they nearly beat him. Paul Bowlby called it, and he said the Hawks can beat Boston. Said, I wouldn't be surprised if the Hawks eliminated Boston, to be honest. They came pretty close, actually, and they're not very good. Now Philadelphia's going to give them all they can handle. Maybe they survive. It'll go 7 or whatnot. By the time Boston, if they get out of the East, there's no way in hell they're going to be able to survive going to Denver, who I think are going to win the West. The Denver Nuggets are winning the championship. The Boston Celtics are frauds. Frauds. Just as big as frauds as the Celtics are.
Frauds!
The Bruins are.
I love it. Wow. Where's Matt Perot, Gabe? Yeah, Boston, line one. Here we go. Boston tourism. I'm going to tell you this, what Donnie said.
I ordered a case of Skittles last night, Cam, to support Skittles for their anti-Boston sports take.
I ate a lot of pasta last night. It's good.
Yeah, a lot of pasta. Fantastic. No, you said it, though, too. Like, what are you doing at the end of the game taking a team lightly when a star's out? It's the damn playoffs. Like, that's the whole thing. And Gabe's right. That's the whole Boston problem with these guys. Oh, okay. So Embiid's out, so you're going to, like, sleepwalk and think you're going to beat Philadelphia when they have all those scores on their team? Boston does have a lot of problems, Morenci, and you know what? That's the thing. They play with fire, and you're going to get burned. And, I really hope the Sixers knock them out. Can't believe I'm saying that, but I'm totally for the Sixers in this series. Hard.
Yeah, these playoffs are really weird in the NBA, in which I find myself pulling for people that I wouldn't expect to be pulling for.
Yeah,
like, true. If you would have told me 6 months ago that the Grizzlies and the Lakers would play in the playoffs, I would have been like, oh, I so can't wait to watch Morant kill those guys. I'd be like, I'm betting all my money on Memphis. By the time the series got here, I'm like, just shut these kids up. Shut them up. Send them to bed. Enough. All right, kid. Right? I was like, enough of you guys and you're talking. And I was pulling for LeBron. And I even said, remember, Cam and Donnie, I said last week on the show or two, whatever, I said, I can't believe somehow they made LeBron like the victim.
Yeah, babyface.
You're like, you're pulling for LeBron. It's like somehow LeBron is the guy. You know what? I hope LeBron gets that guy.
I've never cheered for the Lakers or Sixers, Gabe. Like,
I know.
Never. What's happening? You're right. It's bizarro world. I'm like, go Sixers, go Lakers. We can do this.
And it's funny because people in Philadelphia, we have a lot of fans, a lot of Rageaholics that are Philly guys. Donnie, but they say, Morenci, the only thing I don't like about you is you don't seem to like Philly sports teams very much.
Yeah.
And I said, that's not true. You guys are just very sensitive. And if I don't say you're the best,
Joe Buck effect.
You know
what I'm saying? Everything positive about my Phillies. What's wrong with you, Gabe? Well, he's not a fan of the Phillies. So, of course, if the Dodgers play the Phillies, you're going to be all over the Phillies
at that point,
getting on them there. Yeah.
I've got no beef with the Phillies. I've got no beef with the Philadelphia Flyers. Hell, I wanted
Nobody
to be a Flyer when I was
them.
A kid.
I mean, my goodness.
I got a beef
I'm
with
not
the Celtics,
biggest Sixer fan.
The Bruins,
shoot me.
And the Patriots. I'm a horrible guy. Sorry, Boston.
All right, me too.
I love you.
I don't like the Red Sox. I like the Bruins.
I hate the Patriots.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, I don't mind Boston College, and the New England Revolution have been pretty good to me betting purpose wise. So I got
no
beef with the Rev.
Our favorite team is the New England Revolution.
Yeah, the Rev. I got no beef with the Rev.
No,
they're pretty good. They've been good. The Rev have been really good to me
too. But I hate
when it comes down to it, it's not really a. I don't know. It's not really personal or anything like that at this point. I don't really like the Celtics or the Sixers, but I just think the Sixers are greatly overrated, Donnie. Are the Sixers going to beat the Celtics in this series? Or do you have as little faith as the ESPN crew that were laughing it up at Max Kellerman when Max said that Harden's going to go off and they can win this series with Harden?
The Celtics scored 38 points in the first quarter yesterday. I was already checked out on the series itself for the Philadelphia 76ers because I don't want the pain. Like, I wanted to enjoy this series with Joel Embiid, who's probably going to be the MVP, and it looked like they were going to get smoked right off the court. Nobody was more surprised to me doing the morning show, coming on the air going, wow, James Harden, 45 points, and the Sixers won. I still think the Celtics do win the series. But
so
I
you tapped
Joel
out
Embiid
and gave up on the game.
I'm telling you, the minute like Tatum had a dunk in the first quarter, I was out. I'm like, man, come on. Get this game off to my TV, man.
So negative. Even me. Yes, remember
I am very
live
negative
on the air?
I'm very negative.
I remember after the first quarter, I said, hey, if I'm Philadelphia, I feel pretty good. We just scored 31. We're only down by 7.
I was checking out.
I said it.
Yeah, I was out.
I said it. I said, you know what? This isn't bad. We're okay.
I love Donnie. He doesn't like any new sports leagues. The minute his team's down, he's done.
Like, Donnie, I think Donnie's only an Eagle fan. Like, this is his new. It's just, what are you counting down the days to the Eagles? Another great draft for the Eagles.
Exactly.
Another great draft. Georgia.
Yeah. God, they did well.
Basically, your Eagle scouts just hang around Georgia. They don't go anywhere
else. They took the Mike Mayock approach. You know, Mike Mayock only scouted the national championship game for years. Out in Vegas, got him fired. Hopefully, it works out differently here in Philadelphia for Howie Roseman.
Not smart. Only scouted the national championship game.
That's it. That got him fired.
A lot of Clemson.
That's
a lot
it, Mike.
Of Clemson
There's
players.
No one else good in the conference,
right,
bro. There's no one else good. Only the guys
didn't
on
waste
this
any
team
time.
Made it.
It's so true, man. I was like, how many Clemson guys are on the Raiders from that team? It's like everybody.
That's it. Running backs, D linemen, all to the Raiders. Yeah.
If you look, the Eagles is no joke. Like, they're Georgia. So this year they got, what, three of them? Well, you got Ringo.
Yeah.
You got the Nolan Smith kid. You got Jalen Carter.
Carter.
If you look at the Detroit Lions guys, their first four picks, two Alabama, two Iowa. Last year, Alabama.
Stick to the same school.
Right, Michigan.
Yeah.
Like, they're basically Detroit Lions are locked in with this theory. Let's get all these fast kids from Alabama, and let's get all the big dudes from the Big Ten. And they're mixing the big – they're like, if you look at the Detroit Lions, Cam, they are a Big Ten SEC team. Like, it's basically, let's take the Big Ten and the SEC and take their best players and put them together. It's looking pretty good right now. It's coming together for them.
It's coming.
Now they bring in Jahmyr Gibbs. They, you know what I mean? I guess people thought they reached for Campbell. But you know, guys, the Detroit Lions are the third choice to win the Super Bowl out of the NFC.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
You never thought you would hear that, man. Wow. You never, ever thought you would hear that.
They're favored to win the division by far. Are we getting overexcited by the Detroit Lions? Not we and me, Donnie, but are people annoying you quick? Dan Campbell still is their coach.
and their defense still gives up a lot. They'll score, but they'll give up a lot.
Super Bowl favorites.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions continues. I am Gable Morency. Countdown to puck drop, countdown to tip off, countdown to first pitch is on. So, Donnie, what are you doing? We'll get to the baseball. What are you doing with the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks game right now? You going to pull the trigger with the underdog here and hope for the best?
I think it's the underdog and hope for the best because we have to remind ourselves, too, like Julius Randle and also Jalen Brunson are game-time decisions. So how long are they playing, specifically, if the Knicks have a lead into the fourth quarter here? I'm going to take the dog. I think it's going to be an ugly game, and I think everybody's really eyeing up that Lakers-Warriors game later. But if it's going to get 8.5 and 9 points now, and even the Knicks superstars are banged up, just take the points and move on, see what happens.
Cam, what have you decided to do with this game?
I'm waiting to the spread. It's up to 9 now on FanDuel. We started the show at 8.5. Maybe it'll get to 9.5, 10. I'm going to try to middle this game, Morency. I'm going to take the Knicks and some money line parlays and take the points with Miami and try to get cute with this game. And we're both, I know, on the Lakers later on tonight. Maybe I'll find a dance partner in the NHL. Little Knicks Leafs parlay or Knicks Stars. Maybe I'll do a three banger. But I think the Knicks win the game. I'm not sure if they cover a big number.
Jalen Brunson in the lineup listed at 25.5 as far as the his over-under is concerned. RJ Barrett, 20.5. Mitchell Robinson, 6.5. Bam, 19.5. Gabe Vincent, he's actually a guy to take a look at tonight for the props.
I agree.
Props, if that's, you know what I mean? Gabe Vincent, he had a good game one. Someone's got to shoot. So Gabe Vincent at, did I just say 14.5?
I think it was 13.5, 14.5, wasn't it?
It's up to 50. It's up to 15.5.
Hey, Josh refreshed it as I was talking.
Yeah, it makes sense. The Butler out now.
Popped it up.
Yeah. I told you. Annoying. TV's watching us. Kevin, people are, things are happening here.
Kevin Love's got more gray and silver hair than Anderson Cooper does, but he's balling. Yeah. Old man Love getting it done. He's 10.5. Kyle Lowry, 12.5.
Oh, God.
It's up to 13.5 now. They're bumping everybody up.
Yes, exactly.
I think Gabe Vincent's worth a look. I got to tell you, I'll be honest. I jumped in. I already have the Knicks on a money line parlay with an in-game under in the Arsenal-Chelsea match from earlier in the day. So I'm off and running right now. I've got the Knicks at like +117 or something at the back end of a parlay. I do believe the Knicks will win this game. I'm not ready to lay 9 points with them. I think this could be real ugly. And what's the updated total of this game? Because I'm not a big under better, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. What's our computer say?
207.
What's our computer prediction? What's the market move?
What's he got?
Wow, New York by one.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm going to show that to the coach. Computer has no confidence
computer
in the Knicks.
Hates you,
That's the best. We're the Heat gear and come out. Hey, coach, Knicks by one.
I was going to wear my Miami Hurricane jersey. I have a Miami Hurricane, nice bright jersey, just upset the coach. Yeah. I can't wear a Heat jersey, but I don't mind wearing a Miami Hurricane Jim Kelly jersey. But I have money on the Knicks. I don't want to tempt fate. I'm not playing around.
That's true.
I'm going to set aside any spite and locker room horseplay for my money. I want the Knicks to win tonight. I think the Knicks win. Yeah. I think it's a lower scoring, ugly basketball game. Where the hell are the points going to come from for the Heat? They're probably like, this game's going to be like 101 to like 91 or something like that.
Yeah, it feels lower scoring.
That'd be really ugly.
Same game parlay we had on our took from the early line tonight. It's Bam Adebayo to get 15 points, Jalen Brunson to get 20, and Vincent to get 2+3s. Vincent, if you look at his three-point totals, too, it's not so much that he's making the three-point shots, but it's just the volume is insane. Gabe Vincent's a pretty good look tonight. Now that Jimmy Butler's not there, that's an extra 20 shots to go around for those guards here. So I like that.
Yeah, we were thinking the same thing, obviously, as some of the sharps out there. Because as I said, I was just looking at the props for the first time because they updated them. And I'm like, Gabe Vincent catches my eye right away. And then it moves a point as I'm looking at it. Somebody was obviously betting it. So I'm going to ride the Knicks. I think the Knicks win this game. I do like the Gabe Vincent prop. We'll get back to this game. The coach is going to join us. This game doesn't tip off until 7:30. We'll consider some of these player props right now. What are you doing with game one, Donnie? West Coast, let's go. Lakers and Warriors. I've decided to rep the Lakers tonight. Let's go.
There you go.
Rocking the Lakers, and we're taking the points. Lakers plus the points. I'll tell you what, the last three times, these guys play a lot of unders, these two teams. I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if this was not a track meet tonight. And there's sort of a feeling out process, but the Lakers are 5-2 against the spread the last seven games against the Golden State Warriors. What's your take on the series, Donnie, and what's your take on game one?
It sounds counterproductive what I'm going to explain, but I do think the Warriors win game one, but I do think the Lakers actually win the series. I think they'll have that home court advantage to their advantage tonight here for the Golden State Warriors. Coming off that game seven, all fired up. Steph dropped 50. He's going to try to shoot 15-plus three-point shots tonight, but I do think the Lakers are in good shape for the series overall. It's one of my biggest, you know, misgivings, I should say, is the Lakers at the FanDuel Sportsbook were like 22-1 the day before the playoffs started to win an NBA championship. I was very close to pulling the trigger, stayed off it here, and the Lakers are playing just about as good a basketball as anybody right now. I just think tonight they're in a tough spot. But having said that, Warriors win tonight. I'll take the Lakers for the series after tonight with a great price.
Your boy Walsh must have pulled the trigger. Didn't he pull the trigger at 22-1? He's a LeBron lover.
I mean, he pulled it at plus 100, Cam. I mean, he's not even sweating that. You know what I mean? He doesn't even need the 21.
He's got more Laker plays than you plays on the Wells Fargo, Cam. Lakers. I bet you if we asked him, hey, what do you have the Lakers at? He'd be like 22 to 1, 38 to 1, 7 to 1, 6 to 1, 12 to 1, 14 to 1.
Sure.
Like,
uh-huh.
He'd be like
my golf cart. Yeah. More.
But I'll pat myself on the back here. We're not there yet. But I did it, Donnie, and it was about a month ago.
Did you?
3 weeks ago, whatever. And it was 10 to 1 to win the West. Same thing. It was 10 to 1 to win the West. And I said, guys, they weren't in the play-in yet. It was like right at the end of the regular, you know what I mean? I said, guys, they're going to get into the play-in. They're going to win the play-in. And then they're going to get every damn call, right, in every series. And then I brought up, I said, Memphis are, you know, and here we are right now. So I do have them. I put $222 on it at 10 to 1. So it is like $2,300. And if I get through this, then I'm in real wiggle room territory. I don't like to call it hedge, but if they can win this series, then I'll have them at 10 to 1 going into that last series. I think they can win this series, Cam.
They can.
It's tough. I think Golden State, I get the Golden State advantage. I hate to, it's crazy to say, but we need LeBron just to dig down, man, like that one last time, LeBron. You can't let Curry own your ass again. Is AD, but I'm talking about even more secondary here. Is can Vanderbilt defend Curry? Because that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to have Vanderbilt and Dennis Schroeder rotating on Curry. Vanderbilt's a big dude. Schroeder's a smaller dude, but they're both pretty good defensively. Vanderbilt's really good. But to me, Donnie, D'Angelo Russell. I know that Hachimura is going to show up and give us 12 or 14. I know Austin Reeves going to show up and give him 15, 16, 14, whatever. You know what I mean? Those guys will do their thing, right? D'Angelo freaking Russell, right? Can D'Lo, can you hit a bunch of these three-point shots and give us 18 points and take some of the offensive pressure off of LeBron and AD? To me, he's a big X factor. But it's going to be a hell of a battle and a fun series. But I'm taking the Lakers tonight plus the points, Cam.
Me too. I'm with you. I know I looked at this game, and I'm taking the Lakers as well. I think they can win outright, so I'll definitely take the 5 points. Give me the Lakers.
All right, Donnie, baseball, what are you looking at tonight on Dinger Tuesday? What do you like tonight on the diamond?
Yeah, I actually got a two-team parlay here at FanDuel. I took the Minnesota Twins on the money line and paired them up with the Baltimore Orioles. Who would have thought that you'd have a heavy favorite Twins on the road and a heavy favorite Orioles on the road to match them up? It was a plus 155 price. I think they both smoke. Like, Yarbrough is a terrible pitcher for the Royals, and that Royals lineup is absolutely atrocious. Ryan, one of my favorite young pitchers here in Major League Baseball, going up against Kopech, who's really struggled this
season. What happened to this guy, Donnie?
He was supposed Kopech to be a flamethrower. He was the next guy, yes. Exactly. The next big thing is Kopech.
I watch that guy pitch. Kopech just throws deep. Yep. Like, he's going to be one of – this White Sox team is an abomination. I can't believe how bad they are.
Tell you what happened to him. He's a White Sox. That's what happened to him. They're cursed.
Bring back La Russa.
Look, they're all hurt. Jeez. They all get hurt. Yeah, Jimenez is always hurt. Anderson gets hurt. He sucks. He's supposed to be good. exactly.
Tony.
You know what's missing?
A nap, Tony.
Alcohol, that room. They need more booze back.
Yeah, they were better when they were on the sauce. Exactly.
They're a train wreck. I'll be full disclosure. Really, I actually thought, you know what? Maybe the White Sox won't suck this year, actually, I thought.
Yeah.
They're too talented to be this bad.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised. When I saw the standings this morning with their actual record, even though I knew they were bad, I was like, man, they are really that bad. Like, they're just above the Athletics and the Royals, which is incredible.
They're bad, bad.
Sickening.
I like the Mets tonight against the Tigers. No reason not to like the Mets in this spot. I like the Mets tonight. What do you think, Donnie, of the two best teams in baseball, Tampa and Pittsburgh?
You know, it's funny.
Imagine if these two teams played in the World Series.
Really hammering. Isn't that crazy?
Like, who would have thought a month into the season? 0.1.
Yeah. Can't wait for a Rays-Pittsburgh Pirates game. Oh, my God. We would have thought it would have been a terrible game. But it's actually good. I actually like the under in that game, to be honest. Even though both of those lineups are hitting well, I'm going for an under in the trap tonight in that game.
What are you doing with this game, Cam? I'm going to check out how much are tickets for the two best teams in baseball in Tampa tonight.
Giving them away.
$6?
Kind of leaning Pirates. I'm thinking 10, maybe. You think you can get $8? That other game's going off, too. I like the Marlins. against the Braves tonight.
No, Marlin Leaf parlay. There's your two. There's your two.
No, it's a little bit. The Marlins, they're still playing the Braves. I got a Knicks Leafs parlay. That one's nice and clean at -108.
Ooh.
That's what we're going to do.
All right.
The Empire Special.
Goal score tonight? What do we got?
Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment. Yeah, Madison Square right. Garden Sports Entertainment.
That's right. Let's go. Knicks and Leafs, baby.
Thanks, Donnie.
That's it, Donnie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, wherever you may be. Shout out to all of our television networks and affiliates, whatever platform you are watching us on. All right, countdown to puck drop is on. We've got two games in the National Hockey League tonight. Stanley C. Panther, the Florida Panthers, last year's President's Trophy winners, actually upset this year's President Trophy winners, and now they get the Toronto Maple Leafs. Always a fascinating handicap. And not just a handicap, but just from a perspective of a team that's battled in a seven-game series and is hot and has momentum and just, you know, feels good and the pucks are bouncing their way, to a team that's been off for a couple of days, that won their previous series a little bit easier than a team that you're playing. I guess it's rust versus, you know, hotness, the rest versus rust and all that type of stuff. And are the Leafs going to be ready to go tonight is the big question. I think they are, but I believe, Cam, they're 2-5 in their last seven game ones. Very similar to the Toronto Raptors, who never seem to win game one of playoff series. Is the Leafs have often been playing from behind, but let's bring Joe Maddon in to see what she thinks. I do have a lean in who I think will win tonight's hockey game. Joe Maddon joins us. How you doing tonight, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Excited for these two games to kick off. Kind of disappointed the Rangers lost last night. Still shaking my head over that one. That's for sure.
They got dummy, Joe.
Pathetic.
The Devils dominated. If not for Shesterkin, they would have won like not by nine goals. Yep. It was disgusting, actually. The Rangers sucked. That was a really good effort. Did. You're right, Gabe. Good call. Yeah,
but we don't live in the past on this program, Joe.
No.
It's not the History Channel. Let's move forward.
I'd like to go back and bet the Devils instead of the Rangers, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I'd like to go back and do that.
That Devils team speed was too much for
fast.
Me. But tonight we have the Florida Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't know. I sort of feel like we could throw out what happened in the regular season between these two teams. But we should note, the last time they played actually was in Toronto, and the Panthers did beat them. And you know, that was like a low point for the Panthers season, in which Paul Maurice like lost it, was on top of the players. People thought, man, this guy might not even get through the first year or get replaced after the first year in Florida. But things can change in a hurry. Here we are right now. Who do you like tonight in this game, Joe, and who do you like in the series?
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. I do think the Maple Leafs move through in the series. I do think they have the defensive edge in this one, and they'll be able to get it done. But for game one here, I'm looking at the Florida Panthers to come out with a little bit of a bang. Not sure if they can win it, but I do think they win that first period. I'm going to sprinkle on them on the money line for the game just because we got the whole value. But I do think looking at that first period, I see it being a 2-1 style first period with the Florida Panthers ending up on top. So both teams to score in that first period is +160. The over 1.5 at -148, and the Florida Panthers sprinkling on that money line as well in that first period, because I do see these offenses being so strong and dominant to start this game, even though we've got great goaltending on both sides. But I mean, the over 1.5, both teams to score.
Cam, the Toronto Maple Leafs are up to -188 right now at FanDuel. It was 162. There's heavy movement, heavy steam. The Maple Leafs are like the Dallas Cowboys of hockey, a very public team. And listen, people, though, never learn. They keep on, they'll believe like, oh, the Panthers beat the Bruins, but oh, they don't have a chance of beating the Leafs. They clearly do have a chance of beating the Leafs.
They do.
At this price, it's too high right now, in my opinion. As far as the total is concerned, it's 6.5 in this game. I tend to lean with the under, actually. I think there could be sort of a feeling out process, but it's hard not to want to bet the over 1.5 in the first period still. But I've been pretty good with my gut feels moments before these games. And my gut feel tells me that this does not turn into a track meet. I don't think either team really wants it to turn into a track meet. I think both teams, it'll be a feeling out process in the first period. And nobody really want to make too many mistakes. I'm actually going to bet the under of this game, Cam. Give me under 6.5. And I do think the Leafs win this game tonight.
I'm on the Leafs. The total, I think it's a very good total. When the Leafs and Panthers get together, there's been a lot of 5-4 games. Like, they tend to play overs, but who knows?
Those are regular season games.
That's exactly it. And no offense, I'm Johnny Maple Leaf, and I'm telling you, the fact that the Maple Leafs are $1.90 on FanDuel right now is ridiculous. The Florida Panthers are a great hockey team. I think the Leafs should be like $1.45, $1.50 in this game, tops. The values with Florida, I think the Leafs win this game like 4-2. I think they find a way to get it done, maybe an empty netter, but I'm putting them in two-game parlays. I'm not confident even in the puck line. I will take the Maple Leafs parlayed with a couple other things. I'm not laying anything. I think they win the game, and it's very tight. Florida's being disrespected by this line, and this is coming from a Leaf fan.
All right, so I'm going to play the under 6.5, and we're even getting plus money at plus 106. So we could actually look at an even 7 and see what the number there is. I do like my main man, Mitch Marner, to go over 2.5. And unlike Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner's pretty slick in his commercial for Skip the Dishes or whatever.
What? I don't know. I only eat the wings from the right instead of the bank commercial. They both suck. Both of those guys, they're enough.
He's a little bit better of an actor than Austin.
Yes, he is. Yeah, Austin Matthews in his turtleneck.
He seemed more natural. More natural. Mitch was a little bit more natural. Yeah, I only eat the wings from the right.
I miss that commercial. I'm going to have to Google it.
So Mitch Marner over 2.5 shots on goal. I do have a same game parlay actually for this game, and I'm assuming so do Cam does as well. So let's get this same game parlay. Get the same game parlays up. All right, so here's my same game parlay, nice and simple. Toronto Maple Leafs to win this hockey game, and Mitch Marner over 2.5 shots on goal. It is
like
plus 160. So $100 pays back. $260.
Yes.
So the Leafs win the game. Mitch Marner over 2.5 shots. Cam, what's your same game parlay for this game?
I would love to see Mitch Marner shoot even more. Morenci, the guy's lethal, great two-way player this year. This was actually the FanDuel Super Boost today. It was there. I clicked on it on FanDuel Ontario, and I said, "That's mine. Give me the Maple
Leafs." I like
Leafs
this one too.
And Austin Matthews to score. It was plus 170. It's been super boosted to plus 270. I'm going to take my chances with Austin Matthews and that turtleneck at the bank. I don't care what you're doing or your acting career, dude. Just put that biscuit in the basket and the Leafs better win the damn game. Let's go. Plus 270.
I like it. Boost. I like it. What are your player props for this game, Joe? I know you like to play the goalie save props. Mm-hmm. Are you playing this at all tonight? What are you playing as far as player props in the Leafs and the Panthers?
Yeah, I'm not looking at any goalie props, but I agree with Cam that Austin Matthews anytime goal is a beautiful one. It's coming in at minus 120 straight up. He scored a goal in the last four games and two in one of those. I'm also going to look at Montour of the Florida Panthers coming out here. His shots on goal, over 2.5 shots on goal. It's a little juicy at minus 130, but I do think he gets it done. He had six shots on goal in that last game versus Boston and two goals. So you can sprinkle on him for the anytime goal as well. We'll see if he can get that puck past Samsonov.
Great call, Joe. Gabe, Montour's the hottest player in the league. Is anybody paying attention to Florida? This guy's like better than a forward. Like he's the reason, in my opinion, and Tkachuk, the reason they beat Boston. Montour was amazing in that series. The Leafs got problems dealing with this guy, Gabe. He's on a heater. Very solid.
Well, let's find out if they have problems dealing with him. Like you said, they got problems. We'll find out.
Goals at the I'm just saying he's a very dangerous guy. Here. Yes. Leaf fans are like thinking like they're just brushing off Florida. See, I'm different than them. Guys, this is not easy. The Florida Panthers, Verhaeghe, Tkachuk, like they're good. They're a good team. Paul Maurice used to coach the Leafs. Like there's a lot of things going on here. They shouldn't be $1. Gabe, even in the series price, it's like $2. They shouldn't be favored that high. They should be favored.
I just want to say
that price.
I just want to say that the Toronto Maple Leafs should do the same thing as and be as stupid and as petty as the Florida Panthers and ban people from Florida from buy tickets in Toronto. But, oh, yeah, that's right. They don't have to, because you don't have any fans that care enough about your team to actually effing travel. So you know, all two of you in your Panther jerseys up in the rafters tonight in the ACC. Have fun with that. The only Panther jersey is going to be in the building in Toronto will be relatives. And I'm assuming there's probably a bunch of them.
Players from the area are on Florida, actually. That's an interesting. I'm going to give this a look right now.
Bobrovsky's not.
No, sir guy? Yeah, he's from down the street.
He actually could be. He actually could be from your neighborhood, to be honest.
Yeah, he's from Mississauga.
<It's amazing. laughs> Florida Panthers? See, I guarantee you there's going to be a bunch of dudes.
They got a lot of Western Hockey League guys, I think, too. Let me see here.
All right, here's my boy. Here's my guy here. It's from where I played when I was a kid. Pointe Claire. Anthony Duclair. Montreal, Quebec, baby. Pointe Claire. West Island. All right. Nick Cousins is from Belleville, Ontario.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Zach Dalpe's from Paris, Ontario.
Okay.
Giovanni Smith is from Toronto. Eric Stahl's from Thunder Bay. Verhaeghe's from Toronto.
See, that's a problem. He's been good, too.
They have a lot of dudes, man. Aaron Ekblad's from Windsor. And Montour, Brantford, Ontario.
Yeah, that's my neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'm going to play the Montour now. Now I know his parents are going to be there and stuff, and his family.
I'm going to take Verhaeghe's shots, too. What's Verhaeghe's shots, Joe? I think he's been like, is it two?
Let me just see. I think it was 2.5 for today. I think he's pretty solid to go over that number for sure.
What's your pick, Joe?
Actually, we're going to keep Joe for a couple of minutes after, actually, too, in the next hour, so we don't have to rush through this. So I'm playing Mitch Marner. I like that. I like your super boost, Cam. Can't argue with your super boost. Super freak Thank super you. Boost.
Yeah, well, I know. Hey, it's the first thing. Matthew's goal, Leafs win. A plus 270? He might not win, but it's value.
I could totally live with that. All right, so no goalie props for you tonight, huh, Joe?
I don't like the goalie props tonight.
Goalie props tonight because I don't think there's going to be a lot of goals.
So you know what? I don't be saves. I don't either in the second game, but I don't know if there's going to be enough shots to account for what goes in and the difference. It's just like, I think
the defense is
going to pop in the second one. But in this one here, I don't know. These numbers just... they're not sitting right with me. So I have to stay off the goalie props completely tonight. And you guys know I love to take these goalie props. I just didn't like the numbers at all.
Samsonov is 29.5, Cam. It's a lot of shots.
That's too high. I agree.
Like when you consider Grubauer is 27.5 and Ottinger is 26.5.
I'd play player props more tonight because I know one thing, these teams are, as we see, they're going to be a lot of shooting on these goaltenders, you know, and I don't believe in the goaltender props either, Marenzi. I think they're much too high, or take unders, but I'm more into the players.
All right, we'll lock in our 7 o'clock best bets on the other side. We got Coach Young joining us. We got Sharapan. Joe will hang out for a couple of more minutes. We'll talk some golf a little bit later on as well. We'll get to everything tonight, including the Lakers and the Warriors. We'll have our Nick Propaganda Hour coming up in a couple of minutes with Coach James Young. And I just got a message from Bovey, so let's see what Bovey's
doing. Here we go. That's tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm just looking at the Leafs roster here. And Aston Reese has the same birthday as me, August 10th.
Nice.
Since I'm a little older. He was born in 1994, Staten Island. I was just looking at the Leafs roster. I didn't realize how heavy Canadian they actually were. 15 of their guys are Canadian. Actually, I didn't even look at their goalies. That's not even including their goalies. 16, which is quite a lot out of, what, 25 guys on a team? To have 16. I remember the Blues the other year when they won. It was like 22. That's why, like, people saw a team from Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1993. It's like, yeah, you know, like 22 of the St. Louis Blues were dudes from Canada. All right, let's get the Sports Grid app up and running. Catch up on anything you missed throughout the day and create personalized feeds for all the leagues that you love and the hosts that you want to follow. You can dive into matchup previews for every game and search through Sports Grid projections, line movements, injuries, and everything else you need to make a wager. When the games are live, you'll be able to see the latest odds, scores, and stats, a perfect complement to all the insights on Sports Grid. It's the Sports Grid app now available in the App Store. And remember to find all the places you're going to watch Sports Grid. Check out sportsgrid.com/watch. Cam, what are your best bets right now?
We'll see if they're best bets at around 10 o'clock, Morenci, but I'm going to parlay the Leafs and the Knicks. It was minus 108, but that line just keeps on climbing. Minus 116 in the money line parlay. I'm going to do that. I took the Miami Marlins. And give me another parlay with the Leafs and Dallas Stars. The old public parlay in the National Hockey League is why I think Dallas takes care of business tonight. What do you got?
I like your Toronto Maple Leaf Dallas Star parlay. It's plus 134. I'm never going to argue with plus money like that, so I'll ride that parlay. Toronto Maple Leafs to win the game, Dallas Stars to win the game, plus 134. I like the Maple Leafs and the Panthers to go under 7. We'll pay it. It's like 30 cents. So it's minus 128, minus 130 to get 7 instead of the 6.5. We'll go under the 7. Same game parlay, plus 160. Leafs to win the game. Mitch Marner, the heart and soul of the Toronto Maple Leafs, over 2.5 shots on goal. Actually, Ryan O'Reilly's the kind of the sandpaper. Yes. But I think Marner's the best player.
Yes, he is.
But over 2.5 shots on goal. More picks on the other side.